have a fair debate. The debate isn't over. Let's look at the costs and benefits of these legislative things.
People have got to wake up and see what's happening to us.
These guys just think they own the monopoly board and they can just keep dumping money into the game.
Number one, I am for going back to the Constitution.
They fundamentally reject the idea that putting guns everywhere is making our communities more safe.
The union's purpose is to represent the workers. When that stops, then that's where your problems begin.
It's time for Montana's only statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana. Call 1-866-627-5483 to join in. The fastest hour in radio starts now with Voices of Montana and your host, John Arneson.
Well, a good Monday morning, everyone, and welcome back to Voices of Montana, all across the state of Big Sky Country, and certainly glad to have you along. Should be a very interesting program today. Hope you're tuned in and ready for the whole hour. You won't want to miss a minute, because as you know, it's the fastest hour in radio. I do want you to go to our website. We've got everything coming up in February, half of February already filled up, all of January filled up. Make sure you go to voicesofmontana.com and check out our schedule. Just taking a look at it, coming up tomorrow, Steve Lechner, Montana State's Legal Foundation, comments on BLM cancellation of oil and gas leases that we've heard so much about it. Jessica Cena will be here, and we'll be broadcasting that program from studio, but Jessica will be here for that program. Matt Rosendale, Montana Commissioner of Securities and Insurance, he's going to be in on Wednesday. Chris Kokolski, Bozeman City Manager, he'll be in on Thursday. And then we're going to have Jace Kills back on again. He's a president of the Northern Cheyenne Tribe. Get a little more information on what's happening there. Also, coming up early February, we're going to be talking about the Blackfeet Nation up in Browning. And that is coming up in February. We've got a special guest or two for you there. So, interesting guest list. So, go to Voices of Montana. Check out the calendar upcoming guests. Today, we have Robert Kanan, who's made the trip in from Glendive, director of the Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum, and vice president of Advancing Creation Truth. Robert, an old friend of mine, and he was a co-coach back in the day when my kid plays baseball and his kid played baseball, so it's great to see him again. Robert, thanks for coming in. I appreciate you coming in.
Glad to be here today. It's a wonderful, wonderful trip to come to Billings. My wife always looks forward to coming and doing a little shopping.
And doing a little shopping, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about, you are the vice president of the foundation, and the foundation is actually called Advancing Creation Truth. So you want to go into that a little bit, but he is the director of the museum, Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum. Robert, tell me a little bit about Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum. Pretty self-explanatory, but I'm sure you can go into it a little bit more.
Yeah, the museum in Glendive is a great museum. We're the second largest dinosaur and fossil museum in the state of Montana. We have 20,000 square feet of exhibits. We have one of the largest collections of complete fossil skeletal exhibits. And we're a mixture of actual dinosaur bone. We have our own dig site. We've gone out and excavated and bring things in. We have samples of T-Rex, and we have all sorts of things from Triceratops and Hadrosaurs, which are the duck-billed dinosaurs. And then we also have a lot of skeletal casts. Many of your large exhibits in almost any museum you go into is going to be a skeletal cast of an original. For instance, T-Rexes, there aren't very many of them around as far as complete, any kind of complete T-Rex. So almost every museum displays a cast. We display Stan, which is found in South Dakota and put together by the Black Hills Institute, and that's where we got our T-Rex from. We have a full-size T-Rex, a full-size Acrocanthosaurus, which is every bit as big as a T-Rex, just doesn't stand as tall. And it's just an incredible, incredible museum. And I can say that because I'm not the one that put the museum together. So I'm not bragging in that sense. Otis Klein is the founder of the museum, and he did a great job putting that museum together.
Why Glendive? Obviously, there's a lot of dinosaurs there. And tell me a little bit about Otis and how he picked Glendive and how he got into this sort of thing.
Okay, well, you know, Otis has always been interested in excavating dinosaur bones, fossils, those kinds of things. And he picked Glendive among other locations that he was looking at. He thought about some places like Jordan and other locations that have a lot of dinosaur bones. But Glendive's on the interstate, which is a great location to get people off the road as they're traveling to Yellowstone or different places. And Glendive is also a great place to get some land where you can excavate dinosaur bones. Glendive's on the edge of the Cedar Creek anticline. And an anticline is when the sediment layers have been pressured from the side and causes a bulge in the sediment layers that gets eroded away and exposes some of those dinosaur layers. And so we'll be walking around on dinosaur bone. In when you walk around Makoshka, there's times you might kick a rock and it's really a dinosaur bone. It's not just an old rock. But we were able to get some land that we can take people out on private digs, and so that's a great advantage to being located in Glendive. And he got a great location right off an exit, right by the running store there in Glendive, right off the exit of the interstate. There's a huge T-Rex sticking out of the building, and it's just a great location.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Makoshka. A lot of people would think, okay, there's a dinosaur and fossil museum in Glendive. They probably get all their stuff from Makoshka. But that wouldn't be true.
No, and we make that very clear that we have our own private dig site. We also have a good relationship with some ranchers in Glendive that were able to go and do digs on private land. Public land, you have to get the state's permission to excavate on public land, and that is usually reserved for the universities and things along those lines.
You mentioned you might kick a rock in Makoshka and it should be a bone. If you do kick a rock in Makoshka and it is a bone, you shouldn't actually even pick it up. Is that right? What are the rules?
Well, from my understanding, you shouldn't even pick it up. You should just leave it where it's at. If it's something that you think has interest to Makoshka, you would go to the visitor center and tell one of the rangers that you found something and where you found it, and they'll go check it out and see what it is. But many times they'll get told about something and it's really just a rock. But,
sure.
You know, that happens quite a bit. But
sure.
If you're in on state land, government land of any kind, leave fossils alone.
So you dig around Glendive, but it's private property.
It's private property, yes.
How many acres do you get to dig on? And the reason I ask that question is you can take people out on digs.
Yes.
Tell me that whole story.
Well, when Otis originally came to Glendive in about 2002-2003, he was able to purchase 37 acres. It's not very big. It's close to the dump in Glendive, which sounds very funny, but they actually find dinosaur bones in the dump.
They didn't know that when they made a dump that it was going to be an important place.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And we were able to get these 37 acres, and we've developed these dig sites where people can go in and they find what's just in the ground. We don't plant fossils or bones or anything, which some people think we do.
Really?
They're like, so do you go out and put the bones in
like
before we
Easter
go
egg
out?
Hunter.
Yeah, it's like, no, you just, what you find is what you find. And many times people can keep things that they find, but we reserve the right to keep it if it's something that is of significance.
So it's a working museum.
It is a working museum. That's
interesting.
Exactly.
And who can come? Can anybody call and say, I'd like to make a reservation? Or how does that work if a school is interested? How does all that work?
Well, there is a charge. I mean, that's how one of the ways we keep the museum running is that people pay for half day or full day digs. There are week long digs that people go on. Schools, you know, we give special rates for various things. So, you know, it just depends on what they want to do. But we usually reserve the summer months for those. It can get kind of dicey in the spring and fall with rain and
lots of
and
mud.
Everything else. Yeah,
gumbo.
Yep, exactly. And you cannot make the trek to our dig site if it's rained.
Yeah,
you'll just slip down to the bottom, and it's not.
I've been
very
there.
Safe.
I know. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, you are. This is Robert Kanan. He's vice president of the foundation. Now, the foundation is Advancing Creation Truth. Tell me about the foundation and that story.
Okay. Well, we are a little bit different when it comes to dinosaur and fossil museums. And we acknowledge that right up front. We tell people that come into the museum that we present our exhibits in a little bit different context than they're normally going to see. We believe that the Bible is an accurate history of the world, and so we put our exhibits in that context. We believe that God created everything in 6 days, and that the earth is only a few thousand years old, and that the fossil record is a record of the flood of Noah's day, and that that's why you find so many buried bones in the ground. And so we teach that. We challenge the idea of evolution. We don't believe evolution happens in the sense that one kind of animal changes into another kind of animal given whatever amount of time you want to give it. We don't think that that happened. We don't think that the evidence points to that. And so, you know, we look at things from a historical perspective. The question at the beginning of the world is a historical question. And so when we look at the dinosaurs, we fit them into what we believe is the accurate history of the world, and that's the biblical account. And we can talk more about that, but you know, there's a lot to that, a lot that we like to just point our visitors to.
So how do you handle those who disagree with your perspective on history?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we will often have people come in that don't like the way we present our exhibits. And so one thing that we will do is we will share with them that using the scientific method alone, you cannot arrive at historical truth just with the scientific question. So the example I'll give many people is from a courtroom scenario. When somebody's on trial, they will oftentimes use scientific evidence to try and convict the person. But it can't be scientific evidence alone. Perspective matters. The perspective of the prosecuting attorney, the perspective of the defense attorney is going to use that evidence to help bolster their case, basically tell history. So we believe, yeah, there's many people with alternate histories. And so we're gracious. We try to be gracious. And we love to have discussions with people that disagree with us. I have no problem somebody coming in and saying, you know, hey, we don't agree with you. Now, it's a little bit harder when people start calling you names. We still try to be gracious even when that happens. But here's the bottom line. We're a great museum. And it's one of the largest. It's one of the best museums in the state of Montana. Honestly, anywhere around. We've had people come to our museum after having been to some of the world-renowned museums and say, this is the best museum we've ever been to when it comes to dinosaurs. One thing I'll just mention is our exhibits are more like zoo exhibits, because we have a museum artist from Billings that works with us. Her name is Melanie Richard, and she also does a lot of work out at Zoo Montana. And she has made our exhibits into just something more like habitats. And so that is what's incredible. She does murals, she does models, all sorts of things like that. So it's an incredible
place. So it's not like walking
place.
Into a church where you're going to
exactly.
try to change my mind?
That's
what I'm
yeah,
reading here.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we've been accused of being the dinosaur church, but the bottom line is we have a great museum, and you can walk through the museum and not read a sign. And you're not necessarily going to get any of our perspective.
Or you can have a tour, or it's self-tour?
You can have a tour. We have volunteers. We have great volunteers that work in our museum as well.
So you can call ahead of time and say, hey, I'd like a 24 hours or so. I'd like to have somebody take me around and tell me about this stuff. Or you can just pop in during the summer months and such and just walk around.
That's exactly right.
So
yes,
you're not handing out pamphlets of this is how it is.
No, we don't walk them through the museum and then preach to them.
Right. Interesting stuff. Love it. Robert Kanan, Vice President of the Foundation and Director of the Museum, Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum.
We all know that life can get a little hectic. That's why the mattress you sleep on determines whether or not you hit the ground running each morning. With a Beautyrest Silver mattress, you'll wake up refreshed and ready to go. Beautyrest Silver pairs sophisticated design with intuitive features, like dual cool technology fiber designed to keep the mattress cool and fresh, and back care support. Embrace the day ahead. Get the sleep you deserve. Get Beautyrest Silver.
When you're working out this year, shop in-state for your supplements. EFX Sports is the best place for supplements for active people around the world. Plus, it's all manufactured in Billings, Montana, at All American Pharmaceutical. Also, if you're a parent and you've been looking for a way for your high school kids to train healthier, then you need to contact EFX Sports, all at EFXSports.com. EFX Sports, formulated to win.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Wine specials this month at Town Pump. Franzia 5-liter wines, just $12.99. And Dark Horse 750 milliliters, only $7.50. Town Pump, proud to be a part of our community.
We depend on Montana roads every day to work, to get our kids to school, and deliver food for our families. But neglect has left Montana's infrastructure broken and put our economy at risk. 500 broken bridges, half our roads in disrepair, and the third highest highway fatality rate in the nation. Get Montana moving again. Fix our broken roads. Learn more at mtinfrastructure.org.
The Montana Electric Cooperative Association and the Montana Telecommunication Association have once again released their popular legislative guide featuring contact info for all your state legislators. Also back this year is a free legislature guide app for iPhones, iPads, and Android devices that features one-touch calling or emailing for any legislator. To order the hard copy guide, call 761-8333. Your Montana Electric Cooperatives, they do more than just keep the lights on for you.
23 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, my guest, Robert Kanan, in studio, Vice President of the Foundation. The Foundation is Advancing Creation Truth, and he is also Vice President, Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum. Let's go to Stephen, who's been on the line since the beginning out of Billings, Montana. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Hey, I was just calling in because I do consider myself to be an atheist. However, I am not a militant atheist, okay?
Sure.
I was at your museum, I think it was about 9 months ago or so. I was there by myself. I didn't have my kids with me, but I would be happy to bring my kids there. I did enjoy your museum quite a bit because two of my hobbies are amateur astronomy, and I love learning about paleontology also.
Cool.
Even
That's
though
awesome.
I don't consider myself any kind of amateur paleontologist, I really enjoyed that exhibit as you first enter the exhibit area with the aquatic dinosaurs, and you have those lighting effects that makes it seem as if you're standing underwater, you know, looking at all the dinosaurs swimming around you. I think how you guys display your exhibits is better than a lot of the exhibits that I've been to elsewhere, including I've been to the Museum of Natural History in Chicago because I grew up in Chicago, and unless I've changed since the last time I was there, it's been quite a few years, your exhibits were much better.
Wow, that's sweet. Now, did anybody try to convert you or change you over? Did anybody try to preach to you or anything?
No. There were some, I think you call them docents. They were standing around. And I did ask some questions about the displays, pertaining to the animals and what's known or not known, speculated about the animals. And they were very gracious. They answered my questions in a very factual kind of way in terms of, you know, what we know about the history, the behavior, rather, of the animals. Back then, you know, if you could exist, or if you could take a time machine and go back to the Earth during the time of the dinosaurs, you might as well be on an alien planet because you wouldn't recognize the place.
Right.
But, hey, I did want to ask, are there any amateur paleontology organizations around, you know, like in the way they have amateur astronomy organizations?
That's a good question. I don't know as far as in Billings area, whether that's the case or not. I know there's some mineral clubs, oftentimes that's the place you would look, is for a mineral club, because we have them come to Glendive many times from Minnesota. Minnesota has a really big mineral club that comes, and they dig on the Bysshe Ranch. The Bysshes lead paleontology digs as well. And they do a great job, and so that's some place to look.
One thing that Stephen brought up was the way it was set up, and that's what we were talking about before we went to break. You have an art director, so to speak, there from Billings. She probably had a lot to do with that.
Yes, she did. I think that's what's made it all the better. And just tell you a little story about how she came to work with the museum, because I think it's pretty incredible. Otis had no idea when he started this museum what he was going to do as far as displaying these dinosaurs. He knew he wanted dinosaur displays. All he'd really seen to this point was more of the, you know, black walls and that kind of thing. And he was in Billings speaking, and this lady came up to him and said, well, you know, I do some art. Well, you know, when somebody says they do artwork, it, you know, I can say I do artwork, but all I can do is a stick figure.
Right,
you know? So you're a little bit cautious, yeah, in just saying, oh, yeah, we'll take you.
Sure.
So she said, well, why don't I show you some of the things I do? And she took them out to the zoo. And
Zoo Montana.
Zoo Montana, and showed them some of the things that she's done out there. And right away, she had initially asked, do you have an art director that I can help? And he goes, well, we don't have an art director, and you're welcome to be the art director. and so that was kind of the beginning of all of it. And then she came in and just, she does incredible things. Right now she's working on a Mayasaura, which is the Montana State fossil. The Mayasaura was made famous by Jack Horner, and he found, really did a lot of work at by Shoto, Egg Mountain, it's called. And they found a bunch of Mayasaura eggs and babies and adults and everything else. And so we have an exhibit of a juvenile Mayasaura skeleton, and she's making a adult Mayasaura that's going to kind of stick out of the wall, and it's going to be incredible. Wow. And that's going in this year, so come back next year, even if you've been there.
Yeah, and that's something to bring out, is that you are always changing the museum. So if you went, like Steve, are you still there, Stephen?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
So if you went several years ago, it's probably a lot different now. So did we answer your question, Stephen?
Yeah, no, I was there about 9 months ago, actually.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah. The only thing I would recommend is I would like to see in your store area more educational materials pertaining to the dinosaurs.
Okay,
sure.
Thank you.
Do you have a bookstore there?
We do have
a bookstore. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a bookstore. It's primarily creation-based books, but we always, you know, we want to be consistent. So we try to have materials that fits the perspective that we present. So we're always looking for new material that kind of fits that.
Sure. Well, it sounds very interesting. I'm with Robert Kanan, Vice President of the Foundation. The foundation is called Advancing Creation Truth, and he is the Vice President, the Director of the Museum Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum. So let's go to another phone call. I know that we've got Mike in Kalispell that's holding the line. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, great. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm just so encouraged to hear about this museum. One of my sons is just in love with dinosaurs, everything dinosaurs. He's still a young guy, but he just loves dinosaurs.
That's great.
And one of my hesitations is that, as you talked earlier before, and it wasn't that you were being apologetic, but I'm just going to say it. Billions of people around the world believe in the creation.
That's correct,
and,
yes.
And they're not evolutionists. But here in America and most of Europe, creationists are looked down upon. So that means they're looking down upon billions of people. And, you know, every museum here in this country, including our national museums, and the Smithsonian, approach everything from the evolutionist standpoint. And so it's a breath of fresh air to know that there's a dinosaur museum that isn't pushing it evolutionism. And let's just talk pure science, and you kind of hesitated at it, but even evolutionists have a hard time with their science proving many of their theories because of the incomplete fossil documents that we have inside the Earth. And so that it leads them to interpretations that they've been wrong on before. And I don't want to go too deep into that, but I just wanted to compliment you for your museum, and I'd like to hear more about it through your website. So what is your website again?
It is creationtruth.org.
Creationtruth.org.
Excellent. Creation Truth. Okay.
Very right. Good. I got to take a break. Thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it, Mike. This Montana News Minute with Brian Bennett is brought to you by the Montana Telecommunications Association, whose members are deploying broadband communication service to rural Montana. Learn more at broadbandmt.com.
It isn't easy deploying advanced broadband infrastructure in rural Montana, where they average fewer than 3 households per square mile. In fact, it costs about $30,000 per mile to reach rural consumers with new fiber facilities. Yet, the member companies of the Montana Telecommunications Association are up to the task, investing $250 million in fiber infrastructure since 2011, and they continue to invest more every year. The Montana Telecommunications Association. Learn more at broadbandmt.com.
Montana lacks consistency across state offices in managing and retaining social media. Secretary of State Corey Stapleton has said Montana's records retention policies are likely behind the times, and a lack of clear policy in following existing rules limits the public's ability to access records that show how their government is run. The U.S. Attorney's Office of Montana has hired a prosecutor to focus solely on civil rights cases, both civil and criminal. Brendan McCarthy has worked as an assistant U.S. attorney out of the Billings office for the last 4 years. FBI statistics show 30 Montana hate crimes in 2014 and 45 in 2015. Action from the State Health Department and the Montana Legislature is still pending to implement a new medical marijuana system. Officials are considering regulations for the Montana Medical Marijuana Act, which was approved by voters via Initiative 182 in November. Some provisions take effect June 17th. With Montana News Headlines, I'm Brian Bennett.
Thank you very much, Brian Bennett. That Montana News Minute brought to you by Montana Telecommunications Association, whose member companies are committed to bringing future-proof fiber optic connectivity to practically every school they serve later this year. Robert Kanan, Vice President of the Foundation and the Director of the museum, Glendive Dinosaur and Fossil Museum. The Foundation is advancing creation truth. Why Glendive? You've mentioned that a little bit, but let me ask you this. How big is the museum?
The museum is 20,000 square feet. We have 2 floors of exhibits, and our central exhibit is our largest. And we have a T-Rex and an Acrocanthosaurus, which not many people have an Acrocanthosaurus. Now, those are casts, and we tell people up front that many times we display casts, and most museums do for a few reasons, and I'll just share those right now if that's okay.
Sure.
A cast is more easily put together in a full, complete specimen because it's lighter, it's not as fragile, and the metal that holds it up is in the middle of the bones. So in authentic fossils, which you can display them, but you need outside metal, like almost like a scaffolding to kind of hold it together. You'll have little metal saddles holding up the vertebrae and different things like that. So it really doesn't make as good of a display as a cast does. But also when it comes to T-Rexes, for instance. Now, Sue, one of the famous T-Rexes found in South Dakota, sold at auction. She was 85% complete. She sold for $8.5 million.
Wow.
I tell Otis sometimes, I say, you know, well, if we find a T-Rex, a full, complete one, we can display it. And he's like, Robert, we'll sell the T-Rex.
It's like gold. You want to display gold? No kidding. We'll be back. 866-627-5483. Voices of Montana. Right back.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to